Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back to Movement, a running podcast with our very own in-house running expert, Dr. Rajat Chauhan. We are on to the 26th episode. Welcome, Dr. Chauhan.
Thank you, ma'am, and welcome back all the runners and all the fence sitters.
The first question is from Bharat Chopra from Gurgaon, who says that he has a running pain on the sides between the shin bone, and especially after tempo or speed interval training. After resting, the pain subsides. So he's asking, why is this happening and what to do about it?
Various reasons that actually contribute to shin pain. The number one is increasing the speed, certainly, wearing the wrong shoes, running on a hard surface, having enough strength and then running. So all of these contribute to shin pain. This has to be assessed. It can't be just be like, why is the shin pain happening and what can I do for it?
Right.
So it's more about correct these things. Don't worry too much about what your time is and all that. Can you just slow down? Because what tends to happen is shin pain can get very interesting in the sense it can become into a stress fracture, into a fresh fracture. So no one would want a broken bone around there because that's when we really mess up things. So please slow down and look at all of these things together. Running form being very important. And throughout our podcast, we've been talking about landing softly on your feet. That's something very important that as a drill, that is the number one drill I want people to do is just hop softly,
right.
2, 3, 4, 5 minutes in a day. So your running will become a lot more softer. So that's crucial.
Okay. So Bharat has another question, and this is regarding the transition from a half marathon to a full marathon. He's asking, when should one do this? Is it based on the timing of the half marathon or are there other factors? Can you share some broad pointers, please? And he then also says that his Delhi half marathon timing was 2 hours, 4 minutes.
2 hours, 4 minutes for a half marathon is a good time,
okay.
Very, very respectable. But the thing, this is a very tricky one, when do you go from a half to a full? For me, very simple, when you're getting to a half marathon, and I keep, when I write my messages and emails and all that, I always say keep smiling and smiling.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is, when you're getting to the finish line of a half marathon, and if that smile is missing for some reason, seriously, you should be looking at that and figuring that out. Till that's not fixed, please don't go yet onto a 42.
Right.
All right. So what I mean is it could be your strength, it could be your training, your diet not being right, it could be any of those things.
Mm.
All right. So please fix that first. Get comfortable with running a 21. It isn't so much about a cutoff. How much time do you do? I mean, there is no cutoff to it.
Yeah, okay? It must be different for different people,
yes,
as well.
Yeah. So no, someone could be a 2 hour, 30 minute half marathon runner and, maybe they're ready to move on to the full.
Sure.
Right. And one big thing is there needs to be a good gap between a half and a full. So if you've done a good half, train for good 4 to 6 months. Train well for it,
mm-hmm.
and then go for it. Don't just train for like a month, half month, all that stuff. Injuries will happen. Improve the running form. So what I was saying about shin, I mean, the same kind of suggestions here.
Right.
Strength training is far more important for a full. Work on those things. And pretty soon, you'll be doing full marathons. Again, we've touched on earlier, full is not just a double of a half. In both psychological and physiological terms, it's almost 3 times or more. So the effort on the body.
So just to clarify, half is?
Half is 21,
half
full
is
42.
Oh.
But what I mean is the effort that it goes on the body
into.
Is a lot more. It's just not a double of a 21 on the body.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a very fair question. Yes.
Moving on, the third question is from Murli Subramaniam from Bangalore, who's asking, he wants to start running and which shoes do you suggest?
All right, so very tricky, very easy, very tricky. So at the same time, so basically the point is whichever shoe feels right is the right one. The point is most people don't know what that is. And, they're not to be blamed. The problem is the companies that are selling those shoes, they aren't really helping in these matters. So the guys who are available on the store, they don't know enough about
it. They probably don't have enough knowledge.
Yes. So number one thing is the shoe should be comfortable. If it isn't, I don't care that, how expensive it is. I think we all have experienced that people tell us this shoe will open up, this leather will get soft and all that stuff, keep wearing it for some time. Stupid comments, suggestions there. if it's not comfortable today, seriously, it's not going to get any better. It needs to feel right. Then there are two type of feet the way they are. Actually, there are three, but two are very, very common. One is neutral. So basically, when they walk, the feet don't roll in. They don't collapse. So that's called neutral. So most shoes that are available out there are okay for them. The other kinds are whose feet roll in completely and the knee rolls in with each step. It's like plop, plop, plop kind of a thing. You'll be surprised. 50 to 60% population walks like that. That's because they've been sitting forever. You know, the butt muscles are very, very weak and other muscles are very weak. You know, they're just banking on the skeleton. They need some stability in the feet. Okay, so those are stability shoes. Again, all of those good brands out there, they do a good job with this. Whether it's an Adidas, Asics, Nike, Puma, Reebok, they make shoes for this. All right. At the end of the day, again, go to comfort. So when someone comes to me, I'll write down a few names, but I'll say, hey, listen, what feels right is right. Other one was supination. So basically, it goes
foot?
Outwards. Yes and no. Basically, what's happening is they stay on the outside of the feet. They don't roll in. Okay, so it's pronation that's actually happening in their cases. I would prefer just neutral shoes because there aren't enough shoes available for them. In all cases, please work on strength training. If someone is a pronator, the muscles, when they're starting to doing a better job, the arches of the feet start behaving better. Your knees are doing better, your back is taking care of itself, and you'll soon enough running better, whatever shoe you run with. So if your form is better, you can run with anything then.
So tip of the week, again, it's got to do with pollution. What do we do?
It is bad. So it's really, really bad. You know, the way it is, so it's this whole mix of smog or fog or what is it? It's a combination, right? And you can feel it. People are running around in masks. They help, but not to a great extent. So if you have to be outdoors, maybe you want to experiment with masks. Again, just see which one works, because I can tell you whichever brand, but whichever works really. Ideally, because again, along with the pollution, it's also about how foggy it is. If indoors is what works for you, so be it. Maybe people want to be running in parks rather than on the roads. So those are things that you really need to be considered. But yes, the pollution isn't great, right? I mean, it is bad.
Okay. Moving on, what's the exercise for this week?
All right, so this week, idea is heel to butt. Runners, when they, especially the ones who picked up running later in life, they are running with too much of raising knees up, as much as I was saying high knees. But the point is, their movement with the hip is just forwards, and it doesn't have enough movement backwards. So imagine, think of your hip like a pendulum, has to move back and forwards, back and forwards. Most runners are not able to take it back too much. Now, that's an important part, because your stride length will bank on that. Okay, so efficiency will be dependent on how the hips are doing. Most people undermine the hip and they're thinking too much about the knees and not about the hips. So heel to butt is a good idea, you know, your hip to kind of move a little. So you're just doing the same thing. You hop in the same spot, you start with that, then start raising your foot as high as your butt kind of a thing and gradually starting moving, and take small short strides and do it again over 10 meters and back again and repeat like 10 times maybe. So that's the heel to butt. Getting the hips moving and even improving your posture with that.
So coming to the running schedule for this week.
Exactly the same with some change in numbers. On weekends, I would like people to do as slow as you like with focus on just time on feet and no distance and all that to be worried about. So this week we are talking about 80 to 100 minutes that you're doing, and do 10 minutes of a jog with a break of 1 minute walk where you catch your breath and drink a sip of water or so. And again, the thing is, in winters, it's important that you have water.
Right.
Okay, you can dehydrate in cold. Mm. So don't be under the impression that you can't. So water is important. So that's the thing. So 80 to 100 minutes on time on your feet. Then is tempo. Tempo possibly on a Tuesday or so. 12 to 15 minutes nonstop at a higher pace than on a Sunday. And repeat it 2 to 3 times. Okay, again, when you take a break, focus on your breathing, on some water. So that bit. And then on a Friday, Thursday or Friday, interval running. Here you run quicker and you do 5 to 7 repeats of 9 minute running.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you run for 9 minutes at a quick pace, rest for a minute and run again and do that 5 to 7 times. Your last repetition should be as fast as the first one. So do not slow down. Pace it correctly. And then besides that, 2-3 other days you can run whatever, 20-30 minutes, easy peasy.
Great. So coming to the story of this week, we have a very interesting story. So a lot of people run for, you know, getting fit or because of the love of running. So here we have this person, he's actually a doctor, Dr. Amish Vora, who's a medical oncologist, whose wife is also a very passionate runner. And she is the one who sort of encouraged him into running. And he runs for a good cause. So why don't you tell us about him?
So Amish is a very passionate runner. So I don't know if I can say the same about running. But so he's a medical oncologist, as you said. So the difference really between this and the surgeon is basically he's the guy who's giving you the chemotherapy and stuff. All right. So he's not the surgeon. So plays a very, very important role in the whole management of cancer. He gets very involved with his patients and, you know, trying to get them better.
Right.
So he ran half marathon at Mumbai Marathon earlier this year to raise funds for treatment of a patient, a five-year-old boy with cancer. And he was basically cured of the disease. So it was leukemia that he had. And it's almost been a year and, you know, he's pretty much sorted. He's recovered and doing well. Now, this time around, that is next year, 2017 Mumbai Marathon, Amish is doing the same. He's doing raising funds for a girl who's 13 years old. She's from Uzbekistan, who's suffering from, again, leukemia. She's all alone with her mother in the Millennium City for treatment. The first month of treatment at another hospital took away, you know, it cost them like quite a bit, like 6 lakhs plus. So they're from a middle class and they can't afford for the treatment. So Amish managed one more month of treatment thanks to another, you know, someone who kind of funded that money. So it was through a co-runner, Mr. Ajay Behel. He took care of some amount of, you know, the treatment. Then Amish assessed if this girl was falling into good risk or bad risk category, referring to if it's a good risk, is there a chance of healing, you know, curing the cancer? Whereas the bad risk is there is nothing to do and, you know, fair enough, you'll treat, but, you know, you'll not really extend life or quality of life. He's going to raise that money for her. And I think it's a great one that, you know, he has a different reason. It's not for health. It's nothing else.
Yeah.
It's for this patient.
It's a very noble cause, in fact.
Yeah.
Great. So more luck to Dr. Amish. Moving on, what are the running events close to us this week?
17th is Chennai Full Marathon, Ironman, which is there. And as you were saying last time, so it involves swimming, cycling and running.
Right.
Ironman is a tough event because, you know, you'll have 100-kilometer cycling, you'll have 42-kilometer running. So it's a full marathon. And then you'll be swimming, I think it's 2 miles that you swim as well. So it's kind of tough. So that's on the 17th. It's great to finally have Ironmans in India. And then on 18th, as I was saying earlier, you know, we have our own Jhapana run. Okay, so the rules are you can cheat as much as you want. It's a run in Jhapana Park. It's a 6.7 kilometers. So I'm sitting there and, you know, I'm only interested in the registration fees, which is 1 rupee per lap, okay, in a note.
So how many laps are you supposed to do?
So we're looking at, you know, people can do 7-8 laps. I can be there whole day. I'll not go anywhere. It'll be a little picnic for me. Reporting time is 7:27 to 7:39 a.m. And if you show up before or after, you'll be disqualified. So again, we will lay out the route, but, you know, Google Maps will be shared, but, you know, there'll be no marshals.
Right.
We'll be just at the start-finish point and there's nothing on the course. So you'll have to take your own water. I mean, come on, 6.7, you know, carry a bottle kind of a thing. Again, because it's a week before Christmas, people need to be wearing something red. They don't wear something red, they'll be disqualified. So the whole idea is for fun rather than anything else. And yeah, let's see how it goes.
Great.
Okay, and other than that, so that's on the 18th. Then again, the other ones that we've been talking about throughout, 15th, we have the Mumbai Marathon. And then 26th Feb is the New Delhi Marathon.
Right.
So please train for these things, whether it's Ironman or full marathon that you enter. Train for them and then go, don't just show up because you'll get hurt.
Great. So just to remind race organizers to get in touch with us if you'd like your events mentioned on the podcast. Thank you, Dr. Chauhan, and see you next week.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you'll agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.